From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
I'm a pagan at heart. And for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, festivities like Hanukkah and Christmas are all about light and heat radiating out into the darkest of the days. But long before there was a Santa Claus or Macy's, the ancient Romans were celebrating Saturnalia. It was named for the god of agriculture, whose name literally means to sow. Candles were lit to ensure the return of the sun's power after the winter solstice. It was a time of equality between men. Slaves danced with masters, and the poor and the rich mingled. An early law made it clear. No discourse shall either be composed or delivered, except it be witty and lusty, conducing to mirth and jollity. Amen, brother. This festival was meant to ensure crop fertility in the coming year. A few days after Saturnalia was the Roman festival of the Calends. As Libanius put it, the famous Greek sophist of the 4th century, the festival is celebrated as far as the limits of the Roman Empire. Everywhere may be seen carousels and well-laden tables. Luxurious abundance is found in the houses of the rich, but also in the houses of the poor. The impulse to spend seizes everyone. He who the whole year through has taken pleasure in saving and piling up his pence suddenly becomes extravagant. People are not only generous toward themselves, but also toward their fellow men. A stream of presents pours itself out on all sides. It may justly be said that it is the fairest time of year. The Calends festival banishes all that is connected with work and allows men to give themselves up to undisturbed enjoyment. The festival also teaches not to hold too fast to money, but to part with it and let it pass into others' hands. It's getting to sound a lot like Christmas. Yes, indeed, my fellow revelers, let that money flow to the poor and let your good spirit soar. Happy holidays and have a fantastic 2008. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.